A study looking at how effective New Jersey's plastic bag ban has been grabbed several headlines recently. It suggests the ban led to residents using more plastic overall. But, as WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports, the study is a teachable moment when it comes to being vigilant against misinformation.
The study was prepared by Fredonia Custom Research for the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance, a group that lobbies against plastic bag bans across the country. It grabbed the attention of media outlets across the tri-state area.
New Jersey banned the use of plastic bags to help protect the environment almost 2 years ago now, but is it helping?
That new report from a market research group shows the ban might have added to the plastic consumption here in New Jersey.
There has been a whopping 300% surge in plastic consumption in the state. This increase in plastic reportedly coming from the manufacturing of alternative bags.
But upon further review, the industry-paid study is one-sided.
It's really just a poor piece of misinformation.
Dr. Travis Wagner, professor emeritus at the University of Southern Maine, researches the impacts of policies like bag bans.
It's trying to advocate a particular position without doing a balanced presentation. So from a basic research perspective, it is not an objective document.
It's not the first time an industry formulated studies to support its product. Dr. Britt Paris, a Rutgers professor who studies how information plays out politically, says the tobacco industry did it in the 1960s.
The tobacco industry engaged in a lot of these types of studies that were scientifically flawed investigations that essentially exonerated the tobacco industry of culpability for these health problems that people were experiencing.
If the results of the study sounds too good to be true, Paris suggests looking up where the study came from and who paid for it. She adds, if you are not sure of something, it's okay to not have an opinion about it. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.